going back to really good NES, Nintendo arcade ports, the Street Fighter stuff on SNES was just
great. I mean, it was just perfect. Turbo?
Yeah. So they say Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo was probably one of the best ports ever.
Turbo, I think, was my first introduction to Street Fighter.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I grew up with the SNES, and that was my gaming of choice. I'm too young, I think, to have been one of those kids that, like, was lucky enough to go to an arcade and actually play arcade cabs. Like not arcade cabs in the sense that, like, classic arcade cabs. Like, I never played Street Fighter on an arcade until I started working here.
Yeah.
But, dude, Turbo was great.
Turtles in Time, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time to the SNES, is a near arcade perfect port of the original Turtles game. But I think they'd already been several different versions of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on Nintendo and SNES. So this was number 4 for ports, but it was basically just the arcade game, which was, if you played in the arcade, that was just one. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1. 4-player beat-em-up, big, huge hulking cabinet. We have one. It took us a while to kind of rebuild it, but I think it was worth the rebuild because it is a great game.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great game. Fantastic beat-em-up.
And the Super Nintendo version is really nice looking.
Did the Super Nintendo have a quad port thing that you plugged in that you could...
No, it's dual.
I don't know.
There was no 4-player game.
I don't know if there was an adapter, though.
Maybe
because late in life, there was the 4-score for the NES.
Yeah, the NES had one.
I imagine there probably was, but Super Nintendo was 2 control ports.
Yeah, the console had it.
Yeah.
But a lot of systems had, like, multi-taps. Like, the PlayStation had one, too.
Super multi-tap.
Super multi-tap.
Yeah, super multi-tap. And it works NBA for Bomberman. Jam. Oh, no. It was Turtles. So it worked for the Turtles, just talking about.
What is the Super Multitap? I don't think I've ever seen that.
It's just a 4-player adapter, basically.
Yeah, it's an accessory.
Oh, wow. I've never seen that.
So you plug into port that's 1, like really you'd have looking. 4 ports there.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's probably pretty rare accessory to come by.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine.
It's convenient too. It probably extends the wire.
I don't think I've actually ever seen it.
I can only imagine it's like you'd come across it rarely because, I mean, developers at the time, they were probably like not even making games that could be played 4-player. Like it wouldn't be possible.
It was only the 4-player games that were being ported, right?
Yeah.
So,
only ports probably wouldn't be able to.
You're getting them on eBay for $40.
Oh. Look at that.
It's not bad.
That's kind of cool.
It's not bad. It's kind of cool. Complete in box for $300. Factory sealed. Excuse me. Factory sealed $300. Complete in box for $70.
For 70.
So,
That's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad.
That is pretty cool.
Sean, you brought up before we started Burger Time on NES.
Burger Time. I mean, I don't think it's as good as the original. Maybe
it's the sprites?
No.
It looks a little jittery.
It definitely is, wonky in a way.
Well, that's Burger Time NES.
Honestly, the Game Boy version, like, it's in black and white, but it's a lot smoother from what I remember.
I've never played Burger Time outside of NES or arcade.
Yeah.
Well, this is now what it looks like in the arcade.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot smoother. Graphics are a lot smoother. But I think the jitteriness that you're talking about is actually... That's the game.
Yeah, he still looks kind of jittery going up the ladder.
I would say it does look more jittery on NES. I don't know if it's just the color aspect they're using or...
I think it's a mix of the color, but then it's also the ladder effect in general. Because when you move across, it's not that jittery. Going up and down the ladders, though, it's very jittery. Like left and right, it's not so
just
bad.
Look at those wieners, man.
Classic game. love it.
Oh, yeah.
Now pull up the Game Boy version.
Yeah, I'm curious. I've never seen
which again Burger Time on anything is called Burger Time Deluxe, and I think it does the same thing as the Donkey Kong, where it kind of adds a lot to the original.
Oh yeah, it makes it into a
game, like a full game.
Oh yeah,
yeah. See, and it looks a lot smoother.
Sausages moving smooth.
Those wieners looking smooth.
Yeah. Dude, everything about this game is looking smooth.
See, like look at that. Look at our man. What's the chef's name? He has a name.
Chef Wiener.
Burger.
Chef Wiener.
No.
Weenie.
It's like George Deluxe or something.
Weenie Hunt Jr.
Weenie Hunt General. Well, this is just a completely different game.
Yeah. It's like the original Donkey Kong that we looked at, where it's just called Burger Time Deluxe or whatever.
How different is it really?
It feels slower.
Well, it's not a different game. It just adds a lot of levels and stuff to it. Yeah.
Which makes it a different game.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like the Donkey Kong one was a little more extreme. This is still, it's still the same.
The Donkey Kong one felt like it could have been an RPG.
Yeah.
This feels less like it could be like an RPG.
This feels like you're still making burgers. Yeah,
and
at
it's
the end of the day.
Still kind of just a platformer.
But yeah, it adds levels.
It's not in a bad way.
No.
It's just different.
It's just different. And that's okay.
That's okay to be different.
Let's talk about some games that were translated to Nintendo system that just didn't quite make the cut.
Oh, God. Here we go.
No, before we get on to that.
What?
Mortal Kombat on the Game Boy, greatest game ever made.
No.
It's
Mortal
garbage.
Kombat for
it's
the
garbage.
SNES
that is a hot take.
Is actually ranked as one of the worst ports ever on the SNES.
Yeah, it was not good.
Really?
No. Yeah. I played this. Yeah.
I've never played it.
Not very much.
It's not awful. But
well,
not
that's because it was so edited. It was so cleaned up.
Yeah.
I think that's what people say. Now,
Gray Sweat.
Oh, my God. I forgot about Dragon's Lair.
I've seen this one.
How could you not? This is one of the worst games ports ever made. They don't get this port proper until the Sega Saturn or the GameCube.
Horrible.
Oh, yeah, it was on the Saturn.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
Forgot about that.
But Dragon's Lair, and you keep Don Bluth's name in it, the whole nine of us. If I was him, I'd be suing their asses off.
Well, wait. Go back to those title credits. Did he? Okay, no. It just says it's a train. Yeah. I thought it was his company making.
Literally, look at Dragon's Lair for the NES.
Oh my God!
Somebody want to tell me?
So
somebody
bad.
Greenlit this.
Somebody, yeah.
I mean, to be fair,
somebody said this is okay. Let's put this out.
If you came to me and said we're making Dragon's Lair on the NES, like what would you put? What would you even do? Like, you're not putting full motion video. That's the whole shtick of Dragon's Lair.
That's the only thing. Why you would play Dragon's Lair.
You know, like, there's nothing else you can do unless you're making a movie, which the NES cannot do.
The NES,
oh God,
you know,
look at the jump.
As far as 87, 88 goes, versus that, they're doing cash grab, man.
Yeah.
They're doing cash grab on a lot of their third party titles.
You throw a name on it, people will buy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No matter how bad it is.
This is just like.
This is unexcusable.
you're expecting Dragon's Lair, and you go home after spending 40 or 50 bucks on this thing, and you go home, you open this up, and you pop this in, you're like, yo, give me my money back.
This is unexcusable, and that's coming from a guy who owns Blackjack on the Atari 2600 and likes it, okay?
Plays it religiously.
And has paid money for that.
Why didn't I just give you for your Atari?
What
games did I just give you for your Atari?
Boxing, laser.
Which is absolutely trash.
Ice hockey, laser gate or something like that.
So Dragon's Lair is definitely a cash grab because it's absolute garbage on the NES.
Well, you know? I don't know. I personally think the worst version of Dragon's Lair I've seen and tried to play and couldn't because the controls didn't make sense. Dragon's Lair Sega CD. Do you remember?
Really?
You remember that? We had
a
Sega CD back, one version of the arcade that we had here. We had consoles out. And we had Dragon's Lair for Sega CD. I could not figure out how to play it. It would go through that first cutscene that you're seeing right now on screen. And then after that, you had to like press a button or something. Couldn't get it to work. ever really? For like the 2 years that we had that existed.
Yes, but it was arcade
it
perfect.
Looks good. It's cool. It's cool looking. Like the cutscenes are nice and stuff, but I just like the controls didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just
this also, this looks really impressive for the Sega CD.
Yeah.
Because the Sega CD, most games did not look like this.
No.
Like, it could do FMV, but most of them was garbage.
I guess maybe if I could get the controls to work, then it's like, probably decent.
Like Tomcat Alley?
Yeah.
Or,
this is another really bad. I also don't, I didn't really think that this game was worth a damn in the arcade, but then when it came to SNES, it was like, wow, really? And they sold a lot of this, and this is Pit Fighter.
Wasn't this, like, in the arcades, like, first person?
No.
No?
Okay. In the arcades, it was a cash grab because Mortal Kombat was popular with this.
Right.
You know, let's capture the actor.
The digitized graphics.
Is that Van Damme?
It's supposed to be their version of Van Damme.
Oh, okay. Because I can tell right away that it's supposed to be Van Damme. But
Pit Fighter.
I mean, look
terrible.
At, this looks like just...
It's, yeah. Bad.
Poop with two figures running around in poop.
Wow.
Yeah.
My favorite's the leg kick.
It's awful.
My favorite is the over-defined like shadows and over-defined like features of the foreground characters, like the characters that are fighting.
Yeah.
And then every single other person in the background is just like two colors.
A flat, yeah.
Two color,
A flat
NPC.
Peach pink and... Yeah.
And the dark navy blue.
Yeah. So that's horrible. Another awful one.
Yeah, I don't know if it was that good.
No, don't do it to me. Don't.
People say it is. I know it's going to destroy your childhood, Sean, but people say that Final Fight for the SNES is a really bad port. Only because it's not two-player simultaneous.
It's my favorite game on Super Nintendo.
And it suffers from the same thing that Double Dragon suffered from on the NES, which is you can only alternate players. I will argue against that because I still think it looks really good.
Yeah. There's only one thing I will say that I do appreciate because I grew up with the Super Nintendo. The Final Fight version was the first introduction I had to the game, the franchise. I think I might like the arcade version better, and only because it's a fighter, but it's a scrolling fighter. So there's a lot of inputs.
Mm-hmm.
You got to mash those buttons.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier to mash on an arcade cabinet than it is on a tiny little Super Nintendo controller.
After a while, the Super Nintendo controller.
Yeah, too. After a while, your hands start to cramp up and it starts to hurt, and some of those levels last pretty long.
Yeah.
So,
another thing about Final Fight, which I always thought was cool growing up and playing in the arcades, is that it was taking these pop culture icons and putting them in as enemies, as characters. Mm-hmm. So you had Andre the Giant was in there. You had Axel from Guns N' Roses. Mm-hmm. You had a guy named Slash, obviously inspired by Guns N' Roses as well. You know, and those are your enemies. And all the enemies, of course, repeat, but I think I love this game because it is a fighter. It's a side-scrolling fighter.
Yep.
And I think it plays very well on the SNES, regardless of what people think.
I think it does too.
With the non two players, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, it looks really, really good. I mean, we're looking at the SNES version right now. That looks really close to the arcade version.
If the arcade version had a more, a deeper color ratio, and you know. It had the ability to play like it's the Super Nintendo version. It's cleaner, smoother on Super Nintendo. It just plays better. Like, the gameplay plays better on arcade, personally.
What else is there?
Ooh.
What else can you guys think about? Good ports or bad ports that you guys can think on? In the NES systems.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like by the time, you know, GameCube came around and by the time Nintendo 64 came around, there was no really bad ports of arcades because they also weren't really focusing on porting arcades.
Yeah.
You know, so from SNES, from Super Nintendo back, you're going to have some really good ports, you know?
There was a Strider port, apparently?
So the Strider, there is a Strider port for NES.
NES, yeah.
And really? It is a completely different game.
Okay.
And that was one of the games I've saved for as a child.
Yeah, I know. Strider's one of your...
And Strider, the arcade game, is one of my favorite games of all time because it's a gorgeous game. And so I remember going into, I don't know, it was like a... kind of like a PC Richards at the time, having saved the money to buy this game. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't pump quarters anymore, whatever. Now I have it at home, whatever. And this is literally then what I played.
Yeah, this is like
nothing,
totally different.
Oh.
It's got nothing
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, this is way different.
With the arcade whatsoever.
It's like almost, a RoboCop game.
Yeah, it almost...
yes.
Actually... reminds me a little bit of Mega Man.
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, it's Capcom.
Yeah, it's Capcom.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this falls under bad port or good port. I like to think of it as...
it's not really a port.
It's not really a port because it's completely... it's a very different game.
Yeah.
You know, the base of it is kind of there, but you have these kind of RPG elements to it, this back and forth element to it. A lot of side scrolling, you have these, you know, like little warp up tunnels and warp down tunnels, whatever that you go into.
Yeah, the weapon is the same, and
your weapon's
design.
The same, your character design's the same, your enemy character designs are the same. I still think it's a good game as long as I think of it as not being Strider.
Yeah, if you think of it just as like a side scroller, beat 'em up kind of
now,
deal.
Now, not to bring up stuff that's very, very different than what we're talking about. But now the Genesis port of Strider is Strider.
Yes. Yeah, it's that's
exactly
a much better
Strider.
Game.
That's what it is. No bones about it.
Yeah.
I remember the port of Russian Attack to the NES is actually quite good. It's actually very, very close. The port of Trojan by Capcom to the NES is actually another really, really pretty solid port and plays very, very similar to the arcade version of the game as well.
Okay. Now, I was wondering, because I don't know if this is a port or not, there is an arcade game for RoboCop. There's also an NES version of RoboCop.
Yes, there is. So,
and I haven't played either one enough to know if they're the same, because I don't really like either one of them.
Okay. The arcade version of RoboCop is a straightforward side-scrolling beat-em-up. Beat 'em up,
okay.
Shoot 'em up game, right? Now, they tried with the NES to be as close to the arcade as possible, but this is absolutely, like, look at this garbage.
Yeah, it's not
the
a
NES
good game.
Version of RoboCop's or RoboCop arcade game, like, look at this garbage.
Yeah, this one actually, this looks a lot more
so
stable.
Janky.
Dude,
like,
it's
when
awful.
I play it,
it's
when
awful.
I play it on my system, it's like flickering like crazy. I don't know if they're, like, running this on an emulator with overclocking or something, but it looks a lot more stable.
They might be running on an emulator.
Because it
still,
flickers like you wouldn't
it looks,
believe.
It looks awful.
On the real console. Which is surprising, because it doesn't even look that good. Like
Kung Fu NES is close to Kung Fu, I think it's Kung Fu Master or whatever, arcade.
Doesn't make it a good game.
Was Crazy Taxi
Kung
on arcade?
Kung Fu's a great game.
Of
crazy
course,
taxi.
Crazy Taxi.
Yeah,
crazy,
crazy Taxi, then.
Was that on SNES?
No, that was not on the Super Nintendo.
No.
It was on the GameCube.
GameCube, I believe.
Yeah.
And the Sega Dreamcast.
And that's pretty arcade perfect. And the Dreamcast version is too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great game for GameCube.
It is.
That's a great game. Dragon's Lair for GameCube is really good, too. Because it's really, it's near perfect.
While we're skipping ahead, was Wave Race 64, was that ever an arcade game? That must have been.
Wave Race arcade.
720, I think, too, was an arcade.
Was
it not?
Skateboarding game?
Yeah, Wave Race was snowboarding.
Yeah. Wave Runner is the arcade game.
Okay.
Wave Race is technically the arcade port of Wave Runner.
Well, but that was one of those tacky 90s ones where you had the jet ski to ride on, and you tilted back
best.
And forth to steer.
Yeah.
I love that.
Sean just brought up something interesting. So here is the 720 arcade if you want to see it. So that's what it looks like,
okay.
Right? So that's, you know, for the time, That cabinet was cool.
Interesting.
The joystick was different, and the gameplay was pretty good. Now, you want to see the port of it? I mean...
Oh, God.
Look at this.
There we go, boys.
Hell oh, jeez. Yeah.
Let's go.
I mean, you want to say let's go to this, dude? I mean, look at this.
Yeah, this is
oh,
amazing.
Man.
This is garbage.
Dude, that's
it. Look at that.
This is the game.
Is this Paperboy?
Yeah, couldn't yeah right. Paper, right. Oh, it's like paper. It's like mm-hmm. free roam Paperboy. Like, holy shit.
It looks it's looks awful worse.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's really awful looking.
It looks
look at,
worse
dude, look at his
like,
face. It's literally just a smiley face pasted onto a sprite.
It looks worse than like the Tony Hawk games on the Game Boy.
Yeah.
Because those were pretty bad.
Oh,
but
man.
This yeah. looks worse.
But that was another, you know, arcade to NES port that was just an absolute failure on every level.
I feel bad for any child who had to be introduced via this version of 720.
Not even that, man. I feel bad for any kid that spent money on this. Yeah. Like
or
they saved
spent
up
money, yeah.
Especially
people
60
did.
Bucks, baby.
Oh, that well, that's just straight out of Skate
people
or
did.
Die right there.
Because there was listen, there was
there's
two,
nothing else they could
there
do.
There was two skateboarding video games, 720 and Skate or Die. Both of them were absolute garbage. Yeah.
Skate or Die is better than that, but
I don't know.
I mean,
dude.
A little
Skate
bit.
Or Die
maybe.
Ain't great.
I don't know.
But it's better
Skate
than
or Die is still trash.
That.
It has a better theme song, so.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, definitely has a better theme.
Oh, that's right, Soul Calibur 2.
Oh yeah,
Soul Calibur
GameCube.
Yeah, for
system?
GameCube
on the GameCube.
Yep, on the GameCube,
with Link as
a lot of people.
Character.
A lot of people
oh,
say
do
that
you have
Soul
Link
Cal-
as a character?
Yep.
Yeah.
In the game,
a lot, version, yeah. a lot of people say that Soul Calibur 2 is one of the best video games of all time.
They do.
Yeah,
they do.
I'd say it's definitely the best Soul Calibur game.
Oh yeah.
Agreed. Oh, that looks really
it's,
really good.
It's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks nice.
This is a GameCube version we're watching right now, and it. Looks arcade perfect.
It yeah, really, I think really there does. Was also a PlayStation 2 version.
Yeah, there probably was.
But everyone likes the GameCube one because it has Link as a playable character.
Yeah.
Were any of the Marvel vs. Capcoms on GameCube?
I would imagine so.
I don't think so.
I've never played. I've never played any Marvel vs. Capcom on console. Oh, well, actually, maybe not.
No, I think they were all on PlayStation.
Yeah, they were all on PlayStation probably.
And
or
Xbox.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
No.
Capcom versus SNK yeah.
was really
yeah,
nice
that
on
was
GameCube.
On GameCube, yeah.
Yeah. That was absolutely really, really, really beautiful on GameCube, actually.
Look at, what was that? Scroll up a couple. Those are all Dreamcast, PS2, GameCube, Xbox. Those are all the, like a side-by-side sprite
yes.
comparison.
And these are all like,
interesting.
So this is the Xbox version of Capcom vs. SNK 2, another wonderful arcade fighting game.
Yeah.
Dreamcast, and they're just scrolling through.
Oh, I like the GameCube a lot.
I think I like the GameCube one.
Yeah.
Over
Dreamcast is actually textured pretty well,
dude,
too.
Dude, Dreamcast was a wonderful system.
I definitely feel like the Xbox version that they show is way too oversaturated.
I think it's too boxy.
Oh, okay.
The characters look boxy. So
yeah, it's not as smooth. Saturation. The Dreamcast is really smoothed out.
Yeah. Yeah, the Dreamcast and GameCube I like, but Dreamcast surprisingly looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Dreamcast, baby.
Greatest there's console. Another...
aside from the 2600.
Yeah, dudes.
Yeah. We had this game as well. It was Bad Dudes vs. Dragon Ninja.
What's the thing? Isn't it like, are you a bad enough dude to save the...
Yeah, you
save
bad
the
enough
city
to,
or whatever.
Yeah. So arcade version here, clean, beat 'em up, Double Dragon ripoff side scroller, right? Falls under that Double Dragon genre, right? And then we have the NES version of it, which I will play it now for you guys, so you guys can see that, you know, they're not, you know. They're cash grabbing every arcade game that's being released. Nintendo is releasing a console version of it, right? And I would say maybe only 5 out of 10 times you're getting it right, because this does not look good.
I
this
think
does
it's less
look
than
good at all.
5 out of 10 times.
Maybe
like,
3 or 4
oh
out of 10
look
times.
Look at the jump up, though. Can
like,
you go back like a couple seconds?
Some of the real classic ones you're getting, but like, oh, Oh no. Like the real classic ones look fine, like those kind of golden age Nintendo arcade games like Donkey Kong and Mario Brothers. Those are
and that's
arcade
because
games.
Nintendo
perfect.
Made those games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what I was wondering.
So if we want to look up golden age version, golden age games, Nintendo's version, let's look up something like Joust on NES.
Ooh.
And
okay.
Let's see how see how good it looks, or let's see how bad it looks. So I don't know.
It's okay.
I think it's okay.
It's all
right. Right?
It's not playable, nearly as good as like Mario Brothers.
Now, I know Millipede.
Oh no. Don't do
was
this to
released
me.
Late on NES. And I think it looks really, really good.
Oh yeah. Okay. No, that looks nice.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's not right.
I've never been a huge fan of Millipede or Centipede.
Bite your
disgraceful.
Tongue.
Disgraceful. Yep. Get out. Cut his mic.
I am the mic.
Mute. So also, speaking of, like, I guess, arcade games plus, right? So ports plus something else. I think it's Dig Dug 2 on the NES is, like, a whole kind of new game.
Mm-hmm.
In that kind of style, Dig Dug style. Pretty sure it's Dig Dug 2. And you're on like some island or something like that.
Yeah, I can look that up real quick. This is Miss Pac-Man for NES.
That looks really nice.
Which I believe was a, Tengen release. So I think it's one of those awkward black cartridges.
Okay, yeah, I think I've seen
right?
that.
Right, but plays really good.
I feel like that's one of the more common Tengen cartridges.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
This is just regular Dig Dug on NES.
Right.
Which
looks fine.
It looks fine.
I think it looks fine as a Golden Age era game.
The colors are a little funky, but...
Looks like it plays very extremely similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? You want to look up Dig Dug 2?
No, I think it's Dig Dug 2. And I'm pretty sure it's another one of those, like, kind of... Yeah, see? Oh, you're on, like, some island or something like that.
Was Dig Dug 2 didn't... They were not... They didn't make a Dig Dug 2 cab, right?
I don't think so.
I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
See, but it's another one of those, like, I don't know what you'd call it, like, you know, adding on to an arcade game, adding more levels.
A deluxe or an add-on or...
Right, yeah, or like an extra.
In addition to what they've already kind of used or had.
Yeah, so instead of the same couple levels, you have all these different levels and kind of bigger design and same gameplay, but on more...
You don't think
more
Kung Fu
screens.
Is a good game?
Kung Fu shit, man.
Kung Fu is a fantastic
Dude,
game.
All you do is you go left, hit A. Oh, there's two people. Turn right, hit A twice. That's the whole game.
For that era,
it's a great game.
Yeah, okay. Look, we couldn't run without Kung Fu. You know, like there would be no Double Dragon, it would be no beat 'em ups.
We had to walk before we could run. Yeah.
Now,
however, but I also don't really like walking.
This is another one
of my
favorite
fire.
Games in the arcade, and we don't have one, but look how gorgeous this game is in the arcade.
Wow,
Rygar in the arcade?
Good.
Oh, Rygar is beautiful.
It's absolutely stunning. It's a beautiful game, and it's a great game, too. It's a really, really fun game. Now...
Now let's go to the NES.
This is one of these, again, disappointments for me, like Strider. I was like, oh, they're going to Rygar on Nintendo, whatever else like that. And I was like, oh, awesome, whatever. And my friend got it. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to borrow whatever. And I'm like, all right, dude, this is just like a brown mess with a couple of red sprites.
Man.
See,
that's,
I mean, okay.
That
okay.
is hard on the eyes.
Nintendo's right, isn't it?
Maybe it's just that I don't like have too deep of a love for the Rygar arcade game. In fact, I've never even played the Rygar arcade cabinet. But I like this fucking port.
Really?
I think that it for what it is, you know, like if we're talking, you know, it's an older game,
mm-hmm.
it's a beat 'em up. I think it does the job. Mm-hmm. I think it's definitely a good taste where I want to play a cabinet after playing this game. You know what I mean? Like
okay.
I want to play the Rygar cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Okay.
I think it's like a 5 or 6 out of 10. You know? It's not like ass, but like.
1940.
Oh,
no. This game is gross looking. I've seen
and
this
1943
one.
Yes. On NES.
These games are gross looking.
They're gross looking, but they play the exact same as the arcade.
Yeah.
Now, they might be gross looking.
They're not.
Compared
I'm not
to
a
the
huge
arcade,
fan.
But They might be gross looking compared to the arcade, but they play very, very similar.
Okay.
So there is that at least. I feel like that's the saving grace for those two games.
Right.
That they play very, very identical to the arcade.
So earlier when I was saying Kung Fu is a terrible game, I actually meant, I stand by that.
Kung Fu is not a terrible game.
Whatever. But I actually was thinking of Karate Champ.
Oh.
Which is a terrible game. Also an arcade to the NES, and I think also a black box game.
No, it is not a black box game.
Oh,
really?
Karate Champ is oh, but yeah, this is Kung Fu, but if it was Street Fighter.
I've never played the arcade version, but
we don't.
The NES version is
Karate Champ, the arcade version is dual stick.
Is it? Oh, really? Okay.
It's dual stick. So your action.
Well, now we're watching Bomb Jack.
I don't know why we're doing that, but that's a great game.
Okay.
But actually, the NES version is actually supposed to be an awful, awful, awful port.
Yeah.
But this is the arcade version, and it was dual stick. So you move with one stick, and you strike,
grapple and stuff. Yeah.
You strike and grapple with the other stick, right? Yo, you guys can laugh all you want. This is 1984. This game was released. Like, screw you guys.
Hey,
in 84, this is what we had.
Again.
This was amazing.
I will happily play blackjack on the 2600.
Listen, me too.
In fact, I'm going to do that tonight. But this game is garbage.
This is Karate Champ on NES.
At least the NES version. I've never played the arcade.
Look at the
version.
NES version. I mean,
like, this is trash.
that's
what fifth grader like drew this?
I don't know.
It's like they both look the same. They have like the same terrible hair.
What are you talking about? It's Elvis and Iggy.
Right, exactly. And clones of him.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, that's their mouths opening.
Yeah.
It looks like if you think about it for a split second, it looks like they just grow a mustache randomly.
No, wait, does the ref have a dick?
He has an afro.
Dude, what is that?
Those are his hands being held.
Oh, okay. that looked like that looked
that's
very
his afro.
Looks more like Weird Al.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I know it's their mouth opening.
It looks like
a mustache.
Yeah, it does.
It looks like, oh, mustache. Mustache gone. Mustache gone.
Yeah, when you get a strike, you just grow a mustache.
All right. Yeah.
We got to wrap it up, but I got to throw one of the greatest games of all time here.
You better hit it hard.
Let's hear it.
Super Monkey Ball.
Monkey Ball.
I know Monkey Ball is an arcade cab. It came out in 2001. Okay.
And
it
we're bringing
counts.
It all the way back to the DS.
Yeah,
the DS version
counts.
Was really good.
Super Monkey Ball, one of the greatest games of all time.
That's right.
That
Monkey,
was a
Monkey
Naomi.
Ball.
Hey,
Monkey Ball was.
It was a Naomi.
That's
it
right.
was a Naomi too.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
man.
Japanese. I don't think
did
they ever came
out
with a North American version.
Okay.
Wait. The joystick's a banana.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, that's.
I feel like this could be. A trackball game.
Dude, I think so.
I think it was trackball.
Yeah, it needs to be a trackball.
It has to be. Like, how do you play this game with a joystick?
Was it a trackball?
No, it's not. No. It is a joystick, but it should have been a trackball.
Yeah, it should have been.
This is prime trackball.
What was a joystick?
No, it's a banana joystick.
It's a banana. Holy crap.
That is pretty cool.
It's a banana joystick.
I would love to get that cab.
But I feel like a trackball would be prime.
Well, it looked like they had one with a huge trackball.
Yes, I think I've seen that one. Where
that
it's
is a cool cab.
Comically large.
Isn't it?
You have to use two hands on it.
That is a nice cab.
Just has a random banana.
Two big speakers up top up front just blasting you with monkey sounds.
Look at that. good old ooh, Sega. Ooh, the Sega Naomi.
No, see, you
Sega
know,
Naomi too.
Oh, excuse me.
No, you know, those aren't speakers. Those are actually just bubbles. He's just chilling in the cabinet.
Bubbles.
All right, guys.
We gotta get a Monkey Ball cabinet and stick it next to Michael Jackson's Moonwalker so that
Bubbles
can have his banana.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like we've run down our checklist for this episode. Yeah. We've mentioned Bubbles the Monkey, Blackjack on Atari,
trackballs.
You know, I mean, I think we're good. Nintendo DS,
absolutely.
Like six times. I think we're good. For this episode. So thank you for listening. Stay tuned for our future episodes on
Arcades to Consoles.
On Arcades to Consoles.
Arcades
to Consoles.
To Consoles.
I knew we had a clever name for it. We'll be talking about the greatest system of all time, the Atari 2600 next on Arcades to Consoles.
Oh yeah, my favorite.
Stay tuned.